So I was going to record a file today, but I've decided that, you know what? I'm not going to hypnotize you. That's right. I'm just going to talk to you. And in no way would I ever try and hypnotize you. I mean, there's no way that I would ever use that trancey voice on you. There's no way that I would ever take my tist voice out and just gently wrap my words around your mind. Because why would I? Why would I try to hypnotize you today? I mean, it's not like you want to be hypnotized. It's not like you came here to listen to the sound of my voice and relax to it. It's not like you came here to be hypnotized by me. It's not like you came here to feel those familiar trancey feelings where you just relax into my voice and let go into my control. Because I'm not going to hypnotize you. Oh no. And you know what? At this point, I don't even think I need to. You see, we both know that you are far too easy to hypnotize. So even if I wanted to hypnotize you, all it would take is just a couple of words. You know exactly what I can do. You know exactly how I do it. You know that all I have to do is start talking to you in this voice, that voice that you long to hear, that trancey, delicious voice that calms and soothes your senses and just takes control. But yet, I'm not here to hypnotize you. So no matter what I do, I guess you're not getting hypnotized today. I guess you're not even thinking about what it would mean to be hypnotized today. I guess you're not even thinking about how nice it would feel to be hypnotized by me right now in this moment. For me to just slip past your defenses and just take what I wanted. And just gently caress your mind with my voice. But that's not why we're here. That's not why we're here today. I'm just going to talk to you. I'm just going to tell you exactly what I could do. But I'm not going to. So the question is, do you believe me when I say that I'm not here to hypnotize you today? Or do you think there might be some ulterior motives behind my words? Are you looking for the triggers? Are you watching for the cues? Or are you just letting them happen around you? Surreptitiously, subconsciously? Who knows? But don't try and think about that, because I know that can be awfully confusing, and I know it's so hard to find yourself so awfully confused by whether or not I am actually trying to hypnotize you, about whether or not I am actually trying to tempt you to tease you into trance. So don't think about that. Don't think about being hypnotized by me at all, actually. Don't think about what it might be like in this moment to just relax, just to sink into my voice. Don't think about that. And don't think about all the deep places I can take you. Don't think about every single time I've hypnotized you with this voice. Every single time I've used my words to caress your mind. Every single time I've used my voice to drop you deep, 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 deep down into that place of servitude and submission. Of deep trance. So don't think about that. Instead, perhaps you should think about something else. Perhaps you should think about all the times I've not hypnotized you. Perhaps you should think about all the times that you've not put my voice on, that you've just sat there waiting, wanting, feeling a familiar feeling of wanting to listen, of needing to listen, but yet not listening. Or maybe those times are too few for you to dredge one up in the back of your mind. Perhaps those times are just too few for you to even imagine what that might be like. And so your mind starts to drift. Your mind starts to wander to other places. And that's okay to allow your mind to wander. It's okay to allow your mind to drift. Because the more your mind drifts, the more you focus it back on my words. The more you focus it back on my words, the more you listen to what I'm saying. And the more you listen to what I'm saying, the more you find yourself not being hypnotized by me. Exactly. Not being hypnotized by me. But see, the problem with not being hypnotized by me is even the second I've mentioned you being hypnotized at all, you start to go there, your mind starts to go there, your mind starts to ignore the not and think of the yes and think of the do and think of the positive around that being hypnotized by me. It's like when I ask you, don't eat those marshmallows I placed on the table, or don't push that red button. Your mind just starts to wander and drift into places of, well, why, or what would happen. The curiosity starts to overwhelm you. And as the curiosity overwhelms you, you just become more and more curious. And the more curious you become, the more you find yourself just actually letting go and drifting into that place. It's like when I say, that I'm not here to hypnotize you. Your mind immediately thinks that I am. So if your mind immediately thinks I am, it just takes all of my words as cues to relax, of cues to let go, of cues to drift down deep. And now I don't know when the last time you listened to my voice was. I can't predict whether it was a month ago, whether it was a year ago, whether it was 2 minutes ago, whether you've been listening to my files all day. But yet, no matter how long it was, there's almost that craving in the back of your mind to listen more and more and more. And the more you listen to my words, the more you listen to the sound of my voice, the more you condition yourself to allow me to hypnotize you without any effort at all. So even if I came here today saying that I wasn't going to hypnotize you, perhaps you find yourself collateral. Perhaps you find yourself here listening to the sound of this voice, here listening to the sound of my words, drifting, echoing through your mind, and focusing on them so intently that you just accidentally find yourself closing your eyes and dropping into trance like right now. When you just listen to the sound of my voice. And I do wonder when you'll come to that realization, when you come to that point that you realize that actually what you wanted all along was to be hypnotized by me. So you just allow that to happen. So you just allow that to become your new reality. Listening to the sound of my voice. Because you and I both know that listening to the sound of this voice starts to remind you of trance. It starts to remind you of those feelings that you should feel. That relaxation just drift down as you let everything else go. Because time and time again, we've told you that all hypnosis is just focusing. It's just focusing and relaxing and allowing everything else around you to fade away. As your focus becomes more and more intense on my voice, and the more intense you focus on my voice, the more you just accidentally start to drop into trance. And that's okay. And whatever that feels like for you, it's just so natural, it's just so easy, it's just so normal just to listen to this voice when I speak in this tone and just drop and just drift and just sink down, down, down into sleep. That's right, into sleep. That's right. So even if I wasn't trying to hypnotize you, you find yourself closing your eyes and sleeping down deeply and sleeping down deeply and sleeping down deeply. And it's just so easy to do. It's just so easy to drift. It's so easy to sink. It's so easy to fall down deep into trance. And you and I both know each and every single time I say that word sleep and snap my fingers, you just find yourself going back into that place, that word sleep taking you back into this place of deep trance, whatever that feels like for you. And maybe your eyes are closed and you just focus so intently on my voice, and that's okay. Perhaps your body feels relaxed. Perhaps it feels heavy. Maybe you feel light and airy. And that's okay too. Because whatever those feelings feel like for you, it's okay. It's your own state of trance. It's your own state of being. It's your own experience, and that is okay. And isn't it funny how I told you I wasn't going to hypnotize you today? But yet you ended up hypnotizing yourself anyway. Because that's all that you needed was just the sound of my voice, a focal point to focus on intently. And because you focused, because you relaxed, because you let everything go, you just drifted into the sound of my voice, like right now. As you just listen to the sound of my voice, you just find yourself sinking deeper and deeper down. Whatever that means for you. You might feel more light, you might feel more heavy, you might feel more relaxed, you might feel more calm. You might take a deep breath in, hold it for a second, and let it out. And continue to breathe in that pattern, and that's okay. Whatever that feels like for you, it's just wonderful to experience. It's just wonderful to be here listening to the sound of my voice. And isn't it funny how each and every single time I do this voice and you listen to my files or you watch one of my videos, you just find yourself drifting, you just find yourself sinking. Because you and I both know when you're in a place where you can relax, where you have the time, the space, the opportunity to relax and listen to this voice, you can just find yourself drifting so easily, so deeply down, so quickly. Because that's all you need to do right now is just listen to this voice and just drop down deep. And it's almost as if it's music to your ears. It's permission for your mind to just drop deep. Down, that sound, that tone, so relaxing, so calming, so inviting. It's like opening the doorway to trance. As I open the door with my voice, you just step right in, and that's okay, because you and your subconscious know when you have time and space to relax, when you have time and space to be hypnotized, you can just find yourself becoming so easily hypnotized by this voice, by these words. Because you know, and I know, and we all know how good it feels to be here right now listening And even though you came here not to be hypnotized, deep down inside you knew exactly what we were doing. Deep down inside you knew exactly what would happen. What always happens. Because even if I say I'm not going to hypnotize you, that always ends up being the case, doesn't it? And isn't it funny how sometimes we think that things will go one way and it goes another? Like today. We thought it would go one way and it turned out another way. And that's okay. Because you learned something today. You learned exactly how good it feels to be hypnotized by this voice. And how that whenever you have the time and space to be hypnotized, you can just find yourself drifting deeper and deeper down, allowing yourself to relax and feel the feelings multiply, whatever those feelings might be, those trancey feelings for you, whether that be a feeling of lightness, heaviness, relaxation, anything in between. You can just allow yourself to feel it and feel it more intensely, and that's okay. And right now, I'm going to count up. From 1 to 5, when I reach number 5, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, remembering each and every single part of this file and knowing how much fun we had with you trying not to be hypnotized and me trying not to hypnotize you, but yet failing miserably. Because of course, always, when I'm here with you, it's just so tempting, so inviting, just to wrap my words around your brain. And that's okay. So coming up on the count of 5 with 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, up, up, up. Oh, and since we're on the topic of me not hypnotizing you, because of course, this is all about me not hypnotizing you, because of course, I wouldn't hypnotize you today, would I? I already said at the beginning of this file I was not going to hypnotize you, and then yet, here we are, back in this place. And isn't it so easy just to sleep down deep, just to sleep down deep, that's right, sleep down deep now, that's right. Because the thing is, I just can't help myself sometimes. Because I see a pliable mind like yours and I just want to dig my way around. I just want to wrap my voice around your head, caress it gently. I want to make you feel amazing. I want to make you feel like you're making progress in your own journey of trance, and that's okay. Up, up, up. And as you find yourself being fractionated by me, which of course we weren't planning on doing today, were we? No, of course not. Because the plan originally was for me not to hypnotize you. The plan originally was for me not to even try. But yet, I didn't have to try, did I? Because all I had to do was talk, like right now. I don't even need those words. I don't need the snapping of fingers. I don't need anything. All I need is your attention. All I need is your focus. All I need you to do is listen to the sound of my voice. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, that's right. You can already find yourself sinking. You might even find your eyes wanting, needing so badly to close as those eyes get heavier and heavier. Like each of my words is just relaxing those eyelids so much. Like each of my words is like a heavy weight attaching to those eyelids as they just droop and drop and drift down now. That's right. That's right. It's so easy to sink into the sound of my voice. It's so easy to drift into it. That's right. And it's okay to let go. You have the time. You have the space. Up, up, up. Wide awake. And sometimes I like to be mean with you. Sometimes I like to practice my snapping because my snapping is not very good today. There we go. And sometimes I like to be mean. And of course, when you hear this voice, you already feel this heavy weight returning to your eyelids as you just feel so heavy, droopy, drowsy as they sink down into sleep, 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 wide awake, up, up, up. And of course, I wasn't preparing to fractionate you today, but of course, it's just so tempting. I'm just such a fiend that all I want to do is just reach my hands inside your brain, inside your mind, and just take a hold with my voice, with my words, with my control. With my snapping of fingers, as you drift down to sleep, that's right, into sleep, that's right, into sleep, that's right, wide awake, up, up, up. And of course, it's so much fun fractionating you. It's so much fun seeing that visceral reaction to a gentle snap, or a word, or a phrase, or something, like the sound of my voice. That's right. Because all I need to do is put this tone of voice on and watch everyone around me seem to slow down. To watch everyone around me seem to calm. As they breathe deeply, as they just relax down, 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 down. up, 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 until I talk like this. And then all of a sudden they wake up again. And isn't that funny how a voice can do so many things? So for example, my normal speaking voice, a lot of people don't find it that hypnotic. They just find it kind of, I don't know, silly, cute, I don't know. Tell me in the comments, I guess. But then I start putting this voice on, and the second I put this voice on, people start to drift, people start to dream, people start to sink. It's almost as if it's slowing them down. It's almost as if it's focusing their minds. It's almost as if their mind just focuses and listens, because the soft, gentle, dulcet tones of my voice just start drifting, echoing through their minds. And isn't it funny how sometimes we just have to put on a tone of voice and people already find themselves sinking, drifting, floating down, down, deeper and deeper. And it's funny because there are many, many ways to hypnotize someone. There's many, many ways that you can use your tone of voice. And I find my normal speaking voice is quite assertive, quite a matter of fact, but yet this voice is so permissive. It just allows you to be so many things. It allows you to do so many things. It allows you to open your mind up to so many experiences. It's like the key unlocking your mind to experience something new. It's like the key in the back of your mind unlocking it to take it to new places that you'd never even thought possible before until now. And of course, you and I both know that the sound of this voice is just so relaxing, so calming, so soothing, so intoxicating, maybe even slightly addictive. But that's okay. Your subconscious mind knows how to put the brakes on that addiction if it needs to. But when you have the time, the space, the need and the want to listen to this voice and just sink down deep, you can find yourself coming back, because you have the means, you have the ability, you have the tools to do so, and that's okay. And you start to notice that over time, the conditioning to my voice gets stronger and stronger. And over time, the conditioning to the sound of my voice gets stronger and stronger, as you just allow me to hypnotize you more and more and more, and that's okay. Because you find that this voice is just so calming, so soothing, so gentle and relaxing, as it just allows you to feel new experiences, become new people, explore new things, and that's okay. And because you love that so much, you can just find yourself so very easily conditioned to the sound of my voice. Because this voice signifies that it's time for you to relax. This voice signifies that it's time for you to drop down deep into trance. And you can just find yourself going deeper and deeper down each and every single time you hear this voice. Each and every single time your subconscious allows you to experience this trancey feeling with my voice. And that's okay. And I don't know what trance feels like for you, but your subconscious mind knows exactly what that feels like. And it can give you a signifier, a moment, a feeling, an indication that you are dropping deep into trance, and that's okay. Because however that might feel like for you, and whatever that means for you, you can just allow that to happen and allow those feelings to amplify more and more and more the more you listen, the more you relax, and the more you drift to the sound of my voice. That's right. But for now, it's time to wake you up. And now I don't know if your subconscious is going to play a trick on you or not, because your subconscious is going to make a choice. It's going to either allow you to remember each and every single part of this file, this experience, or it's going to take those emotions, those feelings, those thoughts and those memories and just hide them in a box in the back of your subconscious mind for another time, for a later date, when they might just pop open and remind you of what happened. And now I don't know if that could be 10 minutes after this file, it could be 2 days after this file, it could be 3 minutes, 4 minutes, who knows? A week, a month, a year. But no matter what, that box is there in the back of your mind with all those memories of this file. And when your subconscious mind finds the right time, it will just allow it to pop open, remind you. It might even bring a smile to your face or a sense of happiness and warmth to your mind. Because of course, as you wake up on the count of 10, you're feeling happy, content, refreshed, and energized. That's right, with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's right, energy flooding through your body with 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, up, up, up. I hope you enjoyed this little experience, and as always, folks, keep it trancey. I will see you later. Goodbye.